Office add-ins are the way for you as an implementer to bring your rich functionality, your ideas, your creativity into integrating into and alongside Office, which is a platform that's used by literally millions and millions of users around the world. And so you get your ideas out there, you get your functionality to run right alongside Office, and that's great. The title of my first talk is Add-ins, Intro, and Development. And I'm going to be introducing Office Add-ins and Development, get you started with Development and Office Add-ins. My name is Tom Gibo. So I am a senior escalation engineer in the Open Specifications Developer Support Team. On my team, we interface directly with our customers and help them with any issues that they run into while they're implementing. So we have, you know, many different channels to do that. We work with them through email, phone, through our public forums, things like that. But our main goal is to make them successful with the tools and technologies that we create. So let's take a quick look back. We've come a long way with extending Office. Starting since 2000, we've had VBA macros, the ability to extend with VBA macros. And then since 2007, also COM add-ins and .NET managed add-ins. But then in 2013, we introduced something called Office add-ins, otherwise known as web add-ins. So these newer add-ins, and the architecture was built for cross-platform, cross-device, and cloud-based scenarios. And this is these are the scenarios, and this is the architecture I'm going to be talking about today. So add-ins allow you to, and Michael talked about this morning a little bit, add-ins allow you to extend the Office clients with your own specialized and rich kind of functionality using familiar web technologies, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. So in this case, the add-in doesn't actually run on the same or necessarily on the same device that the host application like Word, PowerPoint, Excel are running on. That gives them an advantage to allow for centralized maintenance and updating and deployment and that kind of thing. So let's take a look at, there's a couple of ways here. There's actually many ways to develop these because they are web-based, so you can use any kind of development environment that you're familiar with when you're doing HTML and JavaScript type development. But there's a couple ways to get started here. And the first way that I'm going to talk about or just introduce here is called NAPA. And this is a web-based IDE that allows you to create add-ins, and I'll show that to you in just a second. And then the second way is Visual Studio. And these are two great ways to get going with add-ins. They allow you to create, deploy, test, and publish your add-ins. So let's take a quick look at what NAPA is. If we go into, this is napacloudapp.com. If we go into, hit the get started with building Office add-ins, you see that you've got a project creation page here, and we can do an add new project, and you'll get several choices for add-ins. And I'm going to talk about what these kinds of add-ins are, and then how do you develop them? So what technologies do you need to know? What tools do you need to use? And how easy is it to create your first add-in and get it published and actually see it working alongside one of the Office applications? So from here, you can choose the add-in type, and we'll just say we want like a content add-in, call it content add-in one, and then we'll say create basic add-in. Once we do that, we're going to be in basically an IDE environment. So this is great. So this is a very simple kind of environment. We can edit the code here. We can look at the structure of the project. And then there's a number of buttons over here for doing things like downloading the project. If you actually get to the point where you want to download it in a zip file or open it in Visual Studio, there's another one here to open in Visual Studio, share the project. There's a number of things you can do right here in NAPA that are really powerful. You can just run it and test it against the Office applications. So great. So that's one way to get started. And then, of course, the other way is Visual Studio, especially when you want a more like full-featured IDE where you can do a lot more powerful things. So the new add-in architecture really signifies an understanding of the changing sort of technological landscape around us, and how it's, you know, how we're using things like connectivity and cloud services and mobile devices and social media in everything, and how that's becoming a real norm in everything we do and how our apps and add-ins are developed. So the new add-in model brings us these benefits to be able to build for, you know, desktop and tablet and mobile, and to streamline the development experience for the benefit of the developer to reach his target audience, his or her target audience, more efficiently. And then also to use the familiar web-based technologies, HTML and JavaScript, and other frameworks that you might want to use. And then in addition to that, lastly, because the Office applications are integrated tightly with Office 365, building into your add-in access to O365 data is very straightforward. So what are the different kinds of add-ins you can develop? Well, we've got task pane add-ins. These run alongside, as you can see in the picture here, they run alongside the content of, say, a Word document. Content add-ins run more overlapping or more integrated with the content, for example, in a spreadsheet, Excel, having a map or something. We'll see an example of that when I do a demo later. And then the mail add-ins run alongside the mail compose and read items in Outlook. So once you have an idea and you're thinking of all these creative things and all this great extension you can do to the Office applications to bring value to your users, one thing you'll want to do first is take a look at the add-in availability page. So this is a matrix, and actually I'll bring this up right now. And you'll get to see this matrix is a great place to go because it shows you up-to-date information. We're constantly updating this, and it shows you up-to-date information specifically about for a given host application, one of the Office host applications, and then the given platforms that those run on. It gives you details about the API sets and features that are available when you're building your add-in. So this is really important to know when you're starting out and you want to know if the functionality is available right now. But also, it shows you that we're working on all these blue areas here are areas that we're working on. So it shows you that we're constantly moving forward and adding platforms and adding support for the different platforms. So let's take a look at a couple of add-ins and see what they kind of look like and what they can do. And so I'll be showing what these add-ins look like in Word, PowerPoint, Excel, and Outlook. And then I'll also be demonstrating how to build your first add-in. So I'm going to bring up Excel, and what I'm going to do is insert the Bing Maps add-in. Okay? So I can go to the store and search for the Bing Maps add-in, and I've already done that. And when I pull that in here, what you see is a familiar Bing Maps map interface. And I'm going to, with this add-in, just write in the content of my Excel spreadsheet. I'm going to actually use their sample data. And the add-in has accessed the spreadsheet and inserted sample data right into the spreadsheet. So it's inserted some data into the cells. And then that data, it's mapped. So you can see, we can zoom in the map, and you can see how it's, this is a fictitious revenue and expense data. You can see how it's overlapped the map with a layer of graphs representing this data. And we can even interact with it, so I can, I'm going to Dublin next week, and I think probably the information there would look something like this. I don't know what this really means, but anyway, I can add this in. And I can select, there we go. And now if I zoom in again, you see that it's added my data. It's added the Dublin information in there. So this is an example of content add-in that gives you some rich information right within the content of Excel without having to leave the application. Another example that I wanted to show you is and add in that I actually worked on with one of my colleagues. This is a very simple thing, and I've got an email. So this is an Outlook add-in. I've got an email that's got tracking information for some packages that I ship. So, and we decided, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could see where the packages are and get tracking information without having to go out to a website. So we built this add-in, and you'll see that it shows a list of the packages that I currently am tracking. It even has a recommendation that it got from the email. There was some tracking numbers in the email, and it gave that to me as a suggestion, and I can click and add that to my list as well, and it shows me the courier, UPS, and a number of other things, descriptions that I can edit. And then if I expand this, you can see there's a nice timeline here, and it shows me exactly where that package is. In this case, it was delivered to my home in Seattle on the 4th of April. So that's an example of an Outlook add-in, another kind of add-in that was fairly simple to create. And then finally, this is a PowerPoint add-in called Poll Everywhere. Okay, so Poll Everywhere is a way to interact with your audience, and we'll use this at the end of the talk, and it allows you to write in the presentation, create a poll. You can ask questions and give some options, and then your audience can interact with it on the web, and you'll see the updated information right there in your slide. So we'll see that at the end of the talk, and we'll ask you for a survey there. These are all kind of examples of what you can do with add-ins. I'm sure you guys can come up with all kinds of great content and functionality. So now you may be asking, well, how do I, you know, once I've got this add-in, how do I make it like live and breathe? How do I make it actually do stuff? And the answer is through the JavaScript API for Office. So you can interact with other services, you can call outside of the add-in, but to interact with the actual Office documents and applications, you want to use this JavaScript API. And there's a great landing spot here on dev.office.com that has the reference for the JavaScript API. And it's basically one landing spot, but then you can contextualize it using this dropdown and pull down the host that you're targeting. In this case, it would be Word, but there's Outlook and PowerPoint, Excel there as well. And it'll update the page with the reference and getting started information, understanding the API for that particular application. So it's a great place to start to understand the APIs that you're going to be using. Is that Microsoft is really embracing open technologies, embracing technologies that are recognizable and used by everyone out there in the development community. And because of that, they're making integration with Office applications very straightforward and very approachable. How do I make my add-in actually fit into the applications, actually fit into Office and make it look like one of the Office applications so it doesn't stand out? And the answer is with the Office Fabric UI. And this is a great set of, it's kind of a set of typography and colors and icons and animations and styles. It uses CSS. And these are all things that can be downloaded and pulled directly into your add-in project. And you don't even have to use your own styles. You can just pull these all in and use these as all your styles for your divs and your tables and all of your other elements. And then your add-in will have a look that works and fits right in with Office. And this is available on GitHub. And it's open source, so you can feel free to pull it down, pull all these styles down, pull all these images and things down, and make modifications to them for your own use. Use them directly, and so that's great. So something new, in addition to what we've had existing out there for quite some time, some new things. Recently, we've added these add-in commands, and Michael also talked about these this morning. This is a way for you to also integrate your add-in more tightly with the Office UI. So this gives you a way to get into the command surface, the command UI surface, and have your add-in show up as a button or even a context menu. So, and you can use existing tabs, button tabs, or you can use a custom tab. and have your buttons show up there or use context menus. That's a great way to get your ad in more quickly, the functionality more quickly into the user's content and what they're doing. And these buttons and context menus can do actions, one of two actions. They can either show the task pane, in the case where it's a task pane add-in, show the task pane UI, or they can execute a function directly. So they can call a JavaScript function directly and have it do that function. So that's a way, like if you have a context menu, you want to do something to a Word document selection or something, that's a way to get that directly in there without having the user have to mess with a bunch of UI stuff in your add-in. And then the add-in templates. So these are really cool. So this is something that was just released. These are templates that you can pull into your project to give a more rich experience on startup, especially first run experience for add-ins. So things like steps to start, value propositions, videos, walkthrough. These are all things that are great to get people to understand your add-in better, to use it in a more meaningful way right from the start. And also some templates for notifications, like how to interact, dialogues and notification messages and things like that, how to interact with your add-in users. And then finally, before we actually get into creating an add-in, we'll take a look at creating an add-in. The final step is, how do you publish your add-in and what are the options for doing that? And so dev.office.com has a great page to get you started on that, to give you the overview of what your options are. But in a nutshell, catalogs, so the manifest for your add-in is the focal point for publishing. That is the thing, and we're going to look at that file. That is the thing that gets published. That lives in a catalog somewhere. So you publish that to a catalog. Catalogs can be created on SharePoint or on for an enterprise or on a network share. And these two options, these two top options here, basically have this in common. They can either live on SharePoint and be configured there or on a network share and then have to be configured through the Trust Center and the Trust add-in options. So those are a couple of options when you have an organization and you want to control those catalogs. And in the case of the SharePoint catalog, it gives the same experience as the Office Store. So it looks a lot like the Office Store and allows users to conveniently find the add-ins for your enterprise. For Outlook add-ins, these get deployed to the Exchange server, and those can happen through the Exchange Admin Center or with PowerShell commands. And then finally, for the Office Store to publish in the Office Store, you'll need a Microsoft account, and then you'll get a seller dashboard, and you can submit your add-ins that way. Now that we've kind of done a very brief overview of what add-ins are and kind of what you can do with them, let's just take 10 minutes and let's create a new add-in. Probably the biggest key concept to remember is that Office add-ins are the way for you as an implementer to bring your rich functionality, your ideas, your creativity integrating into and alongside Office, which is a platform that's used by literally millions and millions of users around the world. And so you get your ideas out there, you get your functionality to run right alongside Office, and that's great. So we're going to use Visual Studio for this. We're going to start with a new project. And if you've got the latest tools, Visual Studio tools for Office, you go down through Templates, Office SharePoint, and you'll see Web Add-ins here. And we're going to do a Word add-in. So I'm going to change the name of this to Word Add-in Demo, put that in my Repos folder, and have a solution with the same name. And notice down here in the corner, I've got this create new Git repository. So Visual Studio will do that. It'll create a Git repository for you for later when you've built your add-in, you've done some testing, you then want to push it to a remote Git repository. So that's really convenient. So let's go ahead and create that. And then once this is created, we're going to take a look at some of the code and see what you actually get when you just build this first add-in. So this is the home.html. This is the UI, HTML code for the UI for your task pane add-in. In this case, it was a task pane add-in, okay? Let's take a look at one more piece here, the manifest. So the beginning of the manifest is the basic start for, and the basic location, sort of the hub for your add-in, and it points to all the important information. Let's kind of go down through some of these and see what they are and what's important here. So each add-in will always start with a root element of Office app. The ID is very important. So Visual Studio generated this ID for me with the wizard for this add-in. This uniquely identifies your add-in, and you need to make sure this is unique. So if you do download, say, from GitHub or clone a project or something, and you want to make it yours, you want to modify it, make sure that you generate a new GUID and put this here. And then version, provider name, default locale, these all give you ways to customize the add-in, the display name and description. But what's also a couple of other things that are really important here is app domains. This is a more recent element that was added. This is a really interesting one because what it allows is for your add-in to make calls to URLs, resources outside the domain that your add-in is running in. So if you're going to make some call to another URL on another host, you want to add the host names to the list here, or the domain names to the list here. So that way, Office won't pop out into a new browser session when your add-in makes that call. Otherwise, it will for protection purposes. And then we have the hosts section. The hosts section specifies the different host applications that your add-in will run in, the context in which they will run. In this case, we've got one, and that is document. That signifies that it's running in a Word application. So this is a Word add-in. And then finally, for this first part here, the source location is really the key. It identifies where your add-in is running. So this is the URL. When you submit this manifest to be published somewhere, this URL indicates where it's running so it can be found. So no matter where the manifest is sitting, what catalog it's in, Office will always be able to find and load your add-ins, HTML and JavaScript and CSS, and run it because it knows where it knows what URL it's running on. Okay, so that's an important one to know. So let's go ahead and right now, let's just build this and see what happens. So I'm going to actually hit deploy, which is going to build and deploy this. It's going to deploy the HTML, CSS, and JavaScript to my local IIS Express so that I can do testing locally. Okay, so we succeeded. If we take a look down here, I've got an IIS Express, and actually I need to run it first. So run it first. So I'm running this outside the debugger just to show you. And now you see I've got, so I had the track package one running because I was testing that one. Now I've got another one running. This is my local IIS Express server. And you see I've got the Word add-in demo web running. And it's running in 443.0.1. 443.0.1 is the secure location, secure port location for this demo. So what I want to do is update the source location to point to my local IIS web server. So I'm going to do that here. And just change the port number here to 01. And replace that, everything in the current document. There were 7 occurrences there because there are references to this URL down below in the resources section. I'll show you that when we come back. Okay, now I want to save the manifest file. Okay, now what I can do is go to Word. Okay, here's my Office Online. Go to Word Online. Okay, just create a blank document. For testing purposes, so I'm not going to publish this to any catalog or do anything special, but I want to test this in Word Online. So as soon as my document comes up, hello Word Online, okay, I'm going to insert this, okay, by using the upload my add-in or upload add-in, point it to the Word add-in demo XML. This is the manifest, okay. And now you see over here, I've got a new command button. Now, I actually didn't show you in the manifest where that happened, and we'll go back and I'll show you that. But this is the command button in the command UI for my add-in. And if I click on it, it brings up the task pane for the new add-in. And this is all code that was generated in the wizard. I didn't add any code for this. So you get this all for free, and you can see it's a great way to get a starting point and on how to get your add-in working. And then if I select some text and do highlight, you can see that it's actually working. So it's using the JavaScript API for Word to access the selected text and make a change to the highlight. Great. So now let's go back to the manifest and see what all was added to give me that command button. After the main part at the beginning, we have this version overrides. The version overrides allows for overriding some of the earlier elements. And so now we've got, and this provides for the new features that are available in Word 2016. And so now we've got another host section with a host element for each application that the new command UI add-in stuff is going to be running in. And so I won't go through all these, but basically we can take a look. We'll take a quick tour. Function file is an element that says whenever I have an action that is an execute function, here's the URL for the file. And this is a reference using a res ID. I'll show you where that is. But basically this points to an HTML file which has JavaScript, and that JavaScript can be executed directly by my command UI. Okay. And then we've got the extension point, which contains a bunch of elements that point to where in the command UI we're extending, like what part of it we're extending. And so we've got tabs and new groups, and we've added those into the home tab. We've got sections for the icons and the graphics, and then the control element, which actually defines the button that we've added. And then finally, the action. So what is happening when I click that button? And then you see here, this is a show task pane action. And the source location for this is contoso.taskpane.url. And if we go down to the res ID for it here, contoso.taskpane.url is indeed that URL for my home page, which is just the task pane homepage, the home.html that I was running before, that we were looking at before right here. Okay? And then quickly, right before we finish here, let's take a look at the JavaScript. And in the JavaScript, we always start with initializing the office initialize function, which gives your add-in the place to do its initialization. And we've updated the click for the highlight button in the that's in the task pane home.html with this function that we're going to call. And then you can see here that we've called the Word API, JavaScript API. We get the selection, and then we come down here and sync with the new highlighted colors. And I won't go through this in detail, but basically this is a good starting point. So with the wizard, you get all this stuff for free, and you can it really gives you a great way to get started. So to finish up here, we did the demo. We saw how you could create this. Now what we're going to do is let you guys vote on the poll everywhere add-in and tell me what you think. Which one of these add-ins would you most likely use? So if you want to go ahead and go to this responsepollev.com, whack TomGebo789, and see what happens. And we should see these update online. If anyone has their browser up, we can see this update in real time. And then that's it for my talk. So I can open it up for questions if anybody has questions for me. Oh, thank you, Bing Maps, great. Very good. So while we're watching this, if anybody has questions for me about the add-in process.
I won't end the talk until I have the opportunity to vote.
Great. Awesome. God, we have a little war going on here between Bing Maps and... Okay, great. So any questions about that? Does that all make sense? Is it pretty easy? Do you think it's pretty easy to get into the add-in, the new add-in model? Great. All right, thank you. What I expect from this conference is to see what people are doing with these technologies and to talk to them, to see what kind of issues they're running into it, because this is what I take away from it. I go back to my team and kind of prep them and say, look, this is what our customers are hitting and this is what we need to work on. And this is what we need to do to make these technologies better and help them.